You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day. God bless you. Good morning or good afternoon or good evening, whenever you've tuned in. You've tuned into God's frequency today because you want to hear a word from Him, and you won't be disappointed, I promise you, because I know the secret, and I share it with you. That is, God is always broadcasting. That's why I've named this program what I have, WGOD. We're tuning into His frequency today, and God is going to tell you today and tomorrow on this program that the preaching or the logos or the Jesus Christ of the cross is the dunamis of God. Love that Greek word dunamis, where the English word dynamite comes from. It's the preaching of the cross. It's not from me telling you you're a dirty, rotten, lowdown without Jesus. Or, oh, you got to get saved. You got to go find Jesus. There's no power in that. It's the message of the cross. Faith comes by hearing, Paul wrote in Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The dunamis of God is in the word of God, and the word of God is the Son of God, the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. We're in 1 Corinthians. This is the next part of this message. It's going to culminate in probably my all-time favorite Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the logos, some translations say preaching, some say message, but it's a proper name for Jesus. The logos of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it's the power of God.
He's decided when you come into this world and when you leave this world. And I've gone through a lot these last couple of years. And that's what makes me as bold as I am about not being fearful, but yet being smart at the same time. It's because I should have died a couple times by now the last couple of years. And I'm still here because God is the one responsible and accountable for my life. And He is for you too. God is responsible for you, and He makes no mistakes. Your life, everything's happened for a reason. Jesus said every hair on your head is numbered. You guys hear me today? Every hair on your head is numbered. He says a bird doesn't fall to the ground without Him knowing about it. Your life is in the hands of God. He will see you through and heal your body, whether you broke your neck or your back or you fall asleep on I-95 at 80 miles an hour. No matter what it is, God is in charge and He'll see you through. That's why Paul can say, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, right? Whole church knows that verse. Because God's been faithful to all of you in your lives. That's how you know it. Not just for me preaching it. God's been faithful to all of you. Grace to you and peace. Again, I see like shalom, peace. from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to have to skip down here. Let's go down to verse 4. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus. Verse 5, that you were enriched in everything by him, in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, that you come short of no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, so that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, the day of Christ is a different day than the day of the Lord. The day of Christ is the day of the rapture, when he calls, it comes down, calls and takes his own out of this world. God is faithful, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the koinonia of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now in verse 7, Paul prays that the Corinthians would not come short in any gift. So did he mean money by that? Did he pray the church would have enough money to continue its mission? No way. He's talking spiritual gifts that God gives to all believers in Jesus Christ. Later on in this book, he's going to discuss spiritual gifts. He'll address people in the church who are abusing theirs. A spiritual gift is a supernatural ability that God has given you, enabling you to serve him in a special, unique way. He has made every one of you, from a Mozart to a Beethoven or a Babe Ruth or Hank Williams or Billy Graham. The thing is, we need to find out what your spiritual gift is. Babe Ruth's shouldn't be playing the tuba, et cetera, et cetera. That'll be playing baseball. But let me ask the question, how can a team of Babe Ruths and Mozarts lose? Well, here's some great news. They can't lose. Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. This church is made up of superstars. God's put superstars in his church. He's given you a great spiritual gift that no one can take away from you. You are the best at what he's called you to do. No one is better than you. The best. Find out what your spiritual gift is. They used to call the 1927 Yankees Murderers Row. But the church of Jesus Christ, to call it a name, Satan's worst nightmare is the church of Jesus Christ. His worst nightmare is you. Maybe that's why you guys don't sleep at night. And others, you are his worst nightmare. You coming to church today is his worst nightmare. You leaving here a better man and a woman than you were when you walked in these doors is his worst nightmare. You saying no to sin and yes to God is his worst nightmare. There's lots we could say about that. So now, Satan is on a mission to take out all of God's sluggers and put them on the bench. Because he can't destroy you. You are a child of God. So remember, like David wrote, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139. There's nothing more threatening to Satan than a church operating on all cylinders and everyone serving the Lord in the area that he has blessed them in. Look around this church. If you see anything lacking, pray the Lord of the harvest that he will send workers to here at Island to enable us to be the best that we can be. Or better yet, why don't one of you step up to the plate? If you see something that needs to be done or an area that's lacking, why don't you volunteer? Step up. God's looking for a few good men and women. Now, in this next paragraph here comes with this heading in my Bible. Sectarianism is sin. How many people have a New King James today? Anybody? Wow, we're in the minority. We've got to do a sermon on Bible translations. I highly recommend the New King James, a great Bible translation. And the King James. Okay. Sectarianism is sin. Meaning, following a little clique in the church is sin. Being divided is sin. Being divided will tear a church apart. Verse 10. Now, he said, I plead with you, meaning I beg you. Parakalo is the word. I beg you. I'm pleading with you. By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you. Now, division is the Greek word schisma, meaning to split or to tear. It's almost the same as the word heresy. Heresy is an opposition to doctrine without pulling away or tearing. Schism is to tear. And that's this word here, division. Again, I plead with you by the name of Jesus Christ that you all speak the same thing and that there be no tears, no schisms, no dividing among you. Notice here comes the solution with the next word. Starts with the word but. He says, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Now remember the adage I quote often, and that is, the Holy Spirit unites, but Satan divides. Why don't you guys write that down in your Bible today or on a note? The Holy Spirit unites and Satan divides. If you part company and your church splits because of the color of your rug, guess what? God's not the one that did that. You let Satan into your church. And he did it. He's begging, he's pleading with them, don't let this happen in your church. Don't let there be a division, a tear, a schism in your church where you're divided over something. Don't let it happen. Again, the answer is right there, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. So the one thing he's speaking to them is unity. Unity. Have you ever seen a schematic diagram? It's all over the place. So how do we do that? How do we get there if we're divided? If a church is divided, if your family is divided, if you're divided over a matter, how do we fix that? Let's use the Bible and the Bible alone to answer that question. Amen? Amen? And that would be, if you'd like to turn there with me, Philippians chapter 2, a couple books back. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Okay, verse 1. He says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if there's any koinonia or fellowship of the Spirit, if any...
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.